You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
You're listening to The Takeaway from Austin, Texas. Today, we interrupt our civil discussion in this democratic society to reach for the bottom.
A group of people walked out on that stage, told us that all of you are fired.
Small businesses like ours are what have driven this country, and President Obama just doesn't seem to understand that.
Mitt Romney made over $100 million by shutting down our plant.
There's a reason there aren't more jobs. Obama has made a lot of bad decisions. He treats us like we are his enemy.
And devastated our lives.
Oh my goodness, we Americans have taken a great idea, elections and democracy, and like we do with so many things, we've added wondrous innovations, really just upgrading the whole democracy business. Can you hear there in those campaign commercials from Mitt Romney and Barack Obama? Thank goodness, as democracy participants here in the United States, we've evolved beyond the primitive politicians of yestercentury.
Sentius, get up. Not only are you a pompous ass and a hypocrite, but you have acquired your position through bribery. Asiaticus, stand up. Not only are you a profiteer, but since we're dealing in personalities, you're a stuffed and puffed up glutton. You'd sell your soul for the tail end of an anchovy.
Take that. That's from the never-released film, but still legend, I, Claudius, Charles Laughton there playing a Roman leader facing some re-election challenges of his own. Well, during this political campaign, we've reached out to the Takeaway community to get story ideas and things to talk about in our democracy, and we reached out to our friends at Oregon Public Broadcasting, who suggested that we take a look back, way back, to see how modern political campaigns compare to ancient counterparts. And there's really a way of doing that. They helped us to connect with our next guest, Ellen Millender, a professor of classics and humanities at Reed College. Professor, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So listening to Charles Laughton there and then listening to those Super PAC commercials, a lot of contrast. If I was teleported back to Greek democracy in, say, the 4th century, 5th century BC, what would I notice aside from the lack of running water?
Well, I think there are some differences. First of all, it was a direct democracy, not a representational democracy, which meant that pretty much any Athenian citizens, any Athenian male over the age of 18 could participate, whereas now we elect representatives. And they also had something that we don't have today, maybe be a good thing to have today. They had ostracism, where the people could vote to send away somebody who seemed to be threatening the system. You could send that person away for 10 years. So that would be something different.
Now, Ellen, is that like a recall election?
But I think in many ways it would be eerily similar.
Is that like a recall election, just sending them away for 10 years, or is it something more direct?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Is that like a recall election, sending someone back away for 10 years, or is it something even more direct?
It's not a recall. Basically, once a year, the Athenian people would be asked, do you want to have an ostracism? And what this came down to was the fear that somebody in Athens was aiming at excessive amounts of power, aiming at tyranny, and the people could take a vote a couple months later to send that person away. So they would all show up in the Athenian agora with their ostraca. That's where the word ostracism comes from, the little potsherd, and you'd scratch someone's name on that potsherd, or you'd have someone else scratch that name on the potsherd, and then they would take a vote, and if 6,000 people voted, then the person's name that appeared the most, that person was sent away for 10 years. Pretty clean system, I would say.
Although in the United States, I suspect that we might be doing that every night on basic cable news television. What about ancient Rome? Is there a way of comparing the rhetoric of today to the kinds of political speeches you might have heard back in ancient Rome?
Oh, you would be floored at how similar things are, John. I'm teaching Roman history this semester. And earlier this semester, my students and I read this wonderful piece. It goes by a couple of names. One is, it's called The Little Handbook on Electioneering, and it's attributed to the brother of Cicero. And it's a book explaining to somebody how to run effectively for office. And he makes all kinds of suggestions that I think we would find familiar. So, for example, slander your opponents. Now, you could slander them in pretty incredible ways. You could call them gluttons, and you could say they hang out with gladiators, and that they slept with their sisters. I don't think we could really do that today. We come close, perhaps. But he will say, slander your opponents, make friends everywhere, please everybody, focus on putting people into your debt, make promises to people. So I think a lot of these suggestions would seem familiar to members of our audience.
I love that insult, hanging out with gladiators. I don't know. That might actually work. That might be a compliment in the United States today.
I would think so. We may be even heading there. Who knows?
So take us back to the debate on Tuesday night. You know, the stage craft in those debates is very much based on a kind of Roman notion. You know, you've got the stage and there's often pillars. You saw these at the conventions. But in terms of the rhetoric and how the candidates behave, are there any echoes from ancient Greece and Rome?
Well, you know, the speeches that we have come from Cicero, and we don't necessarily hear about, the staging of events. I would say much more resonant with our own culture is the rhetoric, as I was just saying, that the kinds of claims people would make. But I would argue that one thing that would be similar is the way in which you could get people to like you. And that wouldn't be from you staging necessarily a debate with somebody else, but that would be putting on a gladiatorial show or putting on a wild beast hunt. Doesn't that sound like something fun that we could do? Or putting on this other event where you basically send in prisoners to be killed by animals. So that would be a way of getting the common people to like you. I don't think that you would have anything like the modern debates. I think the Romans would be terribly confused in some ways by these debates.
Consider the spectacle they could come up with the $2 billion to play with like our candidates do. Ellen Millender, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
Ellen Millender is a professor of classics and humanities at Reed College, talking about politics in ancient Greece and Rome.